Jesse, for whatever reason, hates the ticket. And I've never quite understood it. Because we love Mike Ducey. I think he's one of the funniest guys I've ever met in the media. He's just funny. Yes. He's just subtle and funny. So we always try to seek him out during training camp and get a brief word with him. And I was able to do this yesterday.
Hi, Gordon.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
Look, it's Gordon Keith from Sports Radio 13. Pen the ticket.
Yeah, we were just wondering why you've been using your position on Fox 4 to bag on the ticket.
Well, have I ever bagged on the ticket?
That's what George was telling me.
George, better than that.
In spite of all the crap I've taken from you through the years, I'm quite a defender of your little radio station.
I've always been on your side. It's mainly George who has been saying bad things about you.
He knows better.
Gordon, you've made somewhat of a career, a cottage industry, if you will, out of mocking me from from putting me in uncomfortable situations. I'll never forget the training camp in San Antonio many years ago where you asked me one of the most inappropriate questions I've ever been asked.
What question was that?
Nearly got both of us fired. You know what the question was.
What did it involve?
And it involved what I might be doing alone in my hotel room. Let's put it that way. Okay. From that to the constant references to the fact that I may or may not have a toupee, you suggesting that I do, and I'm saying even if I do, what's the big deal? I mean, why should you discriminate against people who go that route? I don't think that's fair. So anyway,
I want to know why you're yelling at me. I'm only a few away from you to begin with. And
thank you, Phil Mickelson.
And then I'm not the one who George calls you Ducey the, and then something that rhymes with Ducey but starts with a P.
He knows better.
Yeah, that's some good third grade humor there that we appreciate.
I know. Thanks. I agree with you. I'm with you against George.
I know where it's coming from, and this just doesn't work on me anymore, Gordo, because it's obvious that you stand here in your little pretty hat and try to get me going, and it's just not going to work this time. All right.
Well, I just came over here to support
you. I wish I could grow a beard like that, though. That looks pretty good.
Based on by the makers of your toupee, okay. My beard.
All right.
Bye, Mike.
All right. See you.
And then when the recorder turned off, he took a swing at me.
Yeah.
And it was so violent that his toupee swung forward.
See, there you go again.
And hung in front of his eyes.
Leave Ducey alone.
He hates to see you coming towards him at training camp with a microphone. He hates it.
And yet, if you just heard that exchange, he may be the greatest battler of Gordon ever.
Oh, I think he's wonderful.
Yeah.
I think he's great at defeating you, dismantling your attacks. He's quite a swordsman.
Yes, he is. Yeah.
He's always up for a sword fight.
And you know what? When Fox 4 finally eliminates him...
What do you mean,
finally eliminates
maybe
him?
Maybe he'll find a home on the ticket.
You good with me?
Well, I mean, think about it. He's even said himself that TV sports has taken more and more of a back seat.
He would fit in nicely here.
He would.
He's got our sense of humor,
and if he would just finally let go, you know, right now he likes being non-controversial and that sort of thing,
right?
And, you know, doesn't like to say too much, be too opinionated. But if he got away from feeling that way and let himself go,
get cut loose, Ducey on the Lucy,
yes, Ducey the what George calls him.
I've never
on
called
the Lucy.
Him that. Never called him that.
He would be great. So thank you, Mike Ducey, for bagging on the ticket and making yourself an enemy of the ticket.